This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. The government has approved two major highway infrastructure projects worth a combined over 14,000 crore rupees. Briefing media in the national capital about the Union Cabinet's decision yesterday, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw said, the Cabinet has approved the construction of an 8.1-kilometer-long, six-lane road tunnel in Delhi on NH-148AE connecting the Dwarka Expressway with Nelson Mandela Marg in Vasant Kunj. Mr. Vaishnaw said that the Cabinet also approved the construction of the 117.7-kilometer-long Kanpur-Kabrai section of National Highway 34 in Uttar Pradesh as a four-lane access-controlled corridor. The Viksit Bharat Guarantee for Rozgar and Ajivika Mission Grameen, Viksit Bharat Gram G Act 2025, has come into force across the country yesterday. Under the Act, eligible rural households will now have a statutory entitlement to 125 days of guaranteed wage employment. The government has also notified revised wage rates under the VBG Ram G Act 2025 for all the states and union territories. Rural Development Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan described yesterday as an unprecedented day for rural India. Prime Minister Jitendra Singh Tikaichi arrived in New Delhi yesterday on a three-day visit to India. Prime Minister Tikaichi was received by Minister of State Dr. Jitendra Singh. This is the first official visit of the Prime Minister Tikaichi to India. She will attend the 16th India-Japan Annual Summit today with Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Several MOUs are expected to be exchanged following the talk between the two leaders. Prime Minister Narendra Modi said he is looking forward to the wide-ranging discussions with Japanese Prime Minister Sunai Takaichi today that will further deepen India-Japan's special strategic and global partnership. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said he is delighted to host her on her first visit to India. Prime Minister Modi said that through their joint efforts, India and Japan will continue to advance peace, stability and prosperity in the Indo-Pacific and beyond. Government yesterday issued a notice to Meta regarding rollout of the username feature on WhatsApp in India. Sources said that the Ministry of Information and Broadcasting Technology directed Meta to furnish a detailed explanation on the usernames feature within 3 days. The ministry also directed Meta to not roll out the usernames feature until consultation on the matter is over. Sources said that the ministry has taken note of the public announcement by WhatsApp that it has commenced a phased global rollout, including in India, of its usernames feature. It said that once the feature is enabled, the recipient's phone number will no longer be visible to a first-time contact and that an optional username key may be set as an additional control. Government gave a one-year extension to Foreign Secretary Vikram Nisri till 13th of July next year. The Appointments Committee of the Cabinet approved a one-year extension in service for Foreign Secretary Vikram Nisri, who is a 1989 batch IFS officer. Mr. Nisri assumed charge as Foreign Secretary on 15th of July in 2024. Earlier, he was also India's ambassador to China from January 2019 to December 2021. He also served as a private secretary to three prime ministers of India, I.K. Gujral, Dr. Manmohan Singh and Narendra Modi. The Central Bureau of Investigation, CBI, has arrested a Haryana-based accused from Rajkot, Gujarat in a digital arrest cyber fraud case. The agency said that a senior citizen victim was coerced into transferring more than 25 lakh rupees to two different bank accounts under the threat of a digital arrest. As for the complaint, the victim received intimidating calls from the unknown persons impersonating officials of security and counter-terrorism agencies. The callers falsely claimed that her bank account had been used in terrorism-related activities and threatened her with arrest and seizure of her property. To lend credibility to their claims, they also shared a fabricated attachment order. In men's cricket, the first T20 international between India and England was abandoned due to the rain in Chesley Street last night. The five-match series now stands level at 0-0. Earlier opting to bat first, India scored 189 for 7 in stipulated 20 overs. However, host England did not get the opportunity to bat in the second innings as rain paused the match. In football, Harry Kane scored twice in the last 15 minutes to rescue England with a 2-1 victory, the Democratic Republic of Congo in the round of 32 clash in Atlanta last night. And that is the end of this news bulletin.